Honey, we are gossiping it up from Tennessee.
Yes, that's right. We are talking drag is good.
Gaga is not joking around, bitch.
Mm-mm. And fragrance, candles, and documentary projects on the horizon.
Plus, you know we're bopping around the DMs trying to make heads or tails of all these messages. Short little truncated ones today.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in the dricks.
Okay, well, throw a pin in that wig. It's time for another wild ride on the Scuttlebutt Express.
Scuttlebutt.
Please have all tokens and transfers out. Next up, Hot Goss!
M.
Oh.
M. Mom!
Play with it. Play with it.
Blowing bubbles. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we keep up our neighbors in hotel rooms and wake them up in the middle of the night.
I'm a shit on these walls!
Where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
Hot Goss.
Get back in your stable. Who gave her sugar?
I'm feeling my oats.
Oh, I thought you have celiacs.
We are live.
That could be dangerous. Don't let her feel the oats.
We were reporting live from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here in Nashville. The representatives that were ejected from the floor were reinstated, and I feel galvanized to help fight injustices in this fine, fair state.
Oh, hell yes.
Well, not really fair because they're trying to outlaw drag queens, but we're on the ground. We got boots on the ground trying to do what... Please, our boots on the ground trying to do what we can to fight.
The weather is so nice. We were just outside, like, talking through the dance rehearsal stuff, and, like, it's just really nice out.
Who doesn't love springtime in the South?
It's a beautiful land. For sure. We are recording this pre the live stream.
Pre-drag is good.
We're doing the live stream tomorrow. We're doing the fundraiser show.
But this comes out the day after tomorrow.
T.
Which is actually right now if you're listening. So this is a whole time warp fuck.
Yeah.
We can't touch anything because if we change now, the future will be altered.
Exactly.
But Drag is Good was great, and it hasn't happened yet, but we already know that because we're in it, and we don't really do shitty things.
Well,
TBH.
I know it was good. You looked great.
I mean, I've done shitty things, but that was just at one time at Gloss with that Snickers bar.
That's with a coffee table.
No, that was Raya. Oh, wait, no. That was chocolate chip.
Okay.
Oh, chocolate chip.
Well, good news, the live stream for Drag is Good. You can still watch it for 6 more days.
Let us be glad.
So get your live stream tickets right now at moment.co/dragisgood in case you missed it.
And some of the eBay items are still available for the online auction. So check out the auction at ebay.com/USR/dragisgood. And that will also be linked in our Instagram stories or somewhere where you follow us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willem, how are you feeling after the haters roast? Did you get roasted, toasted, and burnt to a crisp?
Baby, they had the salamander on me constantly. It was so hard to find things to make fun of me for.
Salamander?
It's the thing that you use to like bubble up cheese in a...
I thought a salamander was a lizard.
It also is a lizard.
Oh. So people called you a salamander?
No. Salamander... roast cheese like on the top of a French onion soup. It's like a broiler. It's a industrial thing. It doesn't necessarily it's not necessarily in an oven. They can have a separate salamander.
So it's like a roasting
Like to heat up a slice mechanism or something.
So they were putting that on you?
It costs
$4,100 for a good salamander.
Well, baby, my time is valuable.
That's expensive for a piece of kitchen equipment.
Well, I've seen your kitchen and it might be a nice addition for it.
How was it?
It was great. The girls, I think, went easy on me because there's not many things to make fun of me for other than being a slut and maybe hairy face. So
hairy face?
Hairy face. Some of the
that
girls
hairy face don't slut feature over
this. They made jokes about my beard and none of them landed because I actually have one. So,
and all the girls are on All Stars, but they can't talk about anything that happened there.
Not all
Wait,
the girls.
Is that not common knowledge?
It will be next week.
Oh, come on. Everyone is talking. Everyone has rumors.
I know everything. Everyone thinks for next season.
Listen, everyone in is it talking out of turn? There's
Depends.
A lot
the
of
turn
scuttlebutt.
There is scuttlebutt in the
and
in
buzz.
The and the Whisper Willems are whimpering. And because they're burgeoning with knowledge that
so
we
you're
can't
on
share
all stars,
yet.
Is what you're saying.
I might be all started.
There's no doubt about that.
We might be taking a summer hiatus so I can explore options.
She's just, you know, she's going to be in Hawaii and the Wi-Fi is really bad there. You
yeah.
know, she won't be able to.
I'm thinking about going back to school.
Oh, yeah. And you just want to focus.
I want to get my degree.
3 to 4 weeks.
Honestly, because they won't let me work in the front of the nail salon unless I get my degree.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm unlicensed now at this point, technically. And how am I ever going to paint RuPaul on a union set? Because Ru's been texting me being like, hey, girl, I really need you. Raven's been slacking.
Ooh.
I'd love for you to come in and just beat Mama's mug. I was like, of course. Let me just take the psych eval to make sure I can be within 50 feet of you.
Beat Mama's mug.
Uh-huh, yeah, Ru and I go way back.
You just got back from the UK. You had one day in Los Angeles. Now you're in Tennessee.
So, baby, you want to hear the schedule? I did 12
What's
shows.
What's wrong with you?
12 shows in 13 days in 12 different cities. Flew home. Did a bunch of shit. Met a guy. Broke the streak.
Wait, we need an applause sound effect. This is a big deal.
I know. It's been 5 months. Well, December to January, January to February, February to March, March to April.
Did you remember how to do it?
It's like riding a unicycle.
You know, Felony Dodger was selling a fuck machine at the drag yard sale. Did you see it? Did you go to the drag yard sale?
That's disgusting. And I would have bought it.
It's not one of those motorized ones. It's more
your crank?
Like,
you got to crank it?
No. It's
a foot pedal? Shit.
It's more like
like a chainsaw.
Like
you got to pull
bench.
It to start.
Like a bench that you sit on, but it has a little like a handle that you hold, mm-hmm. sort of like a
toilet bowl.
One of those horses that you're riding.
Okay.
But there's a hole in the seat with like a dildo, and so if you rock yourself back and forth, mm-hmm. the dildo mechanism goes up and down.
Oh, so it's like a simple machine. It's not powered by anything
yeah.
other than biology and gravity
and sheer will. No, it's not that.
No.
It's
not
that. It was more ergonomic.
Yeah.
It was like one of those horses you ride.
What you're explaining, I think, could really benefit from having another end, too, to possibly churn a butter or a Greek yogurt
yeah.
as you fuck.
Oh, totally.
And then you could also just call that the drippings can. Because
oh,
that's
yeah.
flavor right there that you're losing.
And I lost my nails in there.
Oh, man. Cuticles never look better, though. What an emollient.
Now, as of taping this, as of when this comes out, mm-hmm. you might not be mustachioed unless you chicken out.
I'm sorry. Have you ever known me to chicken
know.
Out
you
or
like,
to not put myself in danger or do something stupid?
Do you like being able to pull the strange selection of trade that you get with this mustache?
I'm a messy man.
Tell you the interest has been nigh. Not high, nigh. I've texted many of the regulars and they've out of town working, plans with friends.
They
so,
said
I don't know.
Something came up.
Cracker said, look at those pock marks and porn stash. And I was like,
pock
marks and porn. I know, that's what I was like. I was like, girl, we just became amiable. Pock marks. Ooh.
Where? Bitch,
exactly.
Where?
None.
Bitch, where?
I wanted to retaliate, but I did not because I'm a kind.
It's
and
a roast.
And it's a roast, exactly. I didn't say bitch, where, but I thought it every single show. I wanted to say bitch, where, and then take my laser pointer and show her a pockmark.
It's alliteration. I think she chose
pockmarks and porn stash.
Porn stash
we love alliterative turns of phrase. If this outline keeps shutting off, I won't know what I'm doing.
Are you burning a candle? Will you light my candle?
Will you light my candle? Maison La Croix candle. A collaboration was Maison de la Croix and Alaska Thunderfuck. This is...
I'm really diving into home goods because yes, Lola and I have been working on a candle for a while, but it's finally
that was the scent bird falling to the ground. She killed it. You killed the teen scent bird.
This is the Red for Filth candle, which smells really nice, and the wax itself is red. And we did put out maybe a little teaser about a product that might be coming.
Now, is this a candle that if I were to, say, interested in making myself a human candle holder, would that be an okay?
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't see why not.
So this is a multi-use product.
Absolutely.
How wonderful. I also see that there's a pictorial that goes along with it, and wow, you look ravishing in red.
It's an advertorial.
An advertorial. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Now, did Edward Enofil direct this pictorial? Because this is quite...
What are you talking about?
I mean, he's a fashion editor. This nail. You got some long-ass fingers, bitch.
I do.
You can wrap around that candle three times. The blue eyeshadow, mama.
Just a touch.
I can't wait to light this candle up and fill my home with scents. Does it smell like a drag queen?
No. What's it smell like? No, it kind of smells like aftershave. I smelled it the other day and I was like, it kind of smells like, you know when a man has like aftershave? Mm. That's not, the fragrance smells like cocaine. You know, I don't do it anymore. I just love the smell of it.
Yeah. Who was, I think Raya was talking about how like she woke up next morning, like totally fine after doing something. She had a big booger and she like loosened it and then like sucked it up and she got high again.
No.
I was like, good for you, bitch. I love it.
That's
I love
why you
it.
Should never trim your nose hair if you're a drag queen out in WeHo. Just keep it because you can really grab on.
Oh, I'm going to miss mine.
We want to welcome our rainbow spotlight for the week.
Oh,
it's called
yeah.
We are the ones that we've been waiting for by our friend Freddie.
Is Freddie from your Head Over Heels?
Freddie Anka.
I love her. They're so entertaining.
We love Freddie Anka. So let's take a listen and we'll be right back. It's like a family affair. Only love can take me there. And you wouldn't believe it, baby. Looking like a function in here. Tonight, even if you don't feel it lately, baby, we're starting the sky. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. And we're back!
When all the world is a hopeless jumble.
Lady Gaga is in her actress era.
Did you see the clip of her in an alley singing a different Judy Garland song in the Joker movie? Did you see that?
No. Is she going to sing Judy Garland songs in every other movie?
That's what I said. I said it must be written in her contract.
What song was it?
How
Get Happy? Because that would be brilliant. So hallelujah, come on, get happy, because Joker's got a smile.
Let me find it.
They were filming
on That's entertainment.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Okay, breathe before that last note. No shame in that. I love
she
it.
She does. She sounds amazing.
They filmed it by my friend's house in downtown. They were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And weren't they also filming in the Bronx?
Yeah, by those Joker stairs.
That is the Joker stairs.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, mama. It comes out in 18 months.
Really? In 2024?
I think it's 18 months, yeah.
Oh, my God. Star is Born was like that, too. We filmed in, like, May 2017, and it didn't come out until November 4th, 2018. Long time.
That's wild.
It's, like, that as an actor, that hell of waiting and thinking, like, I wonder if I made the final cut. I wonder what made the cut. I wonder, yeah. And, like...
Sorry, I'm eating candy. Oh, my God. People are going to complain. I'm sucking on a hard candy, okay?
Candy Muse is in town.
Lemon candy.
I'm lemon candy. I'm super psycho.
Okay.
So there's important news that's happening.
Harrowing news.
Harrowing news. Very That is, Very That is an exclusive engagement for she who, you know, is a woman of the times who... Who has various interests, hobbies.
We're sending Very That to a really nice farm upstate. Mm-hmm. We just want Very That to have more room to run around.
And not podcast anymore.
Right.
There will be frolicking in your minds. You can listen to the past episodes whenever you would like. But at this point, Raja and Delta are ending their education of you.
They're parting ways. I think it's a celebrity feud.
It's an amicable.
No, it's acrimonious.
Acrimonious.
No, the point is Very That with Delta and Raja is ending as of right now. So next week, April 20th, will be the very last episode of Very That in its current format. And who knows what the future holds for the show? You never know. The weekly audio episodes are coming to an end. You know, I mean, girl, Very Delta is continuing.
Mm-hmm. Very Delta is continuing, flagship property.
Sometimes things shift and change and move around, and that's fine.
Raja is a free spirit, and we're lucky to have had her as long as we did.
Yes.
And she is always welcome back at the network. She'll need to turn in her key card.
Clear out her desk.
It's full empty box. Baggies. What are you talking about? And bottles. Baggies and bottles. Who are your guests? Guns N' Roses? We are sad to see them go, but you can always listen to them. And I just saw that headline in the window on the horizon, and I thought it was my trade.
What did it say?
It was just a single light.
There's a light over at the Frankenstein place.
There's a light on... there's a light that's going to be happening in a lot of people's lives when they see the news that your pageant is coming back. Drag Queen of the Year pageant competition, equitable pageant competition platform.
Oh, yes, honey.
It's at the Montalbán Theatre, May 14th, 2023. There is so much hubbub around this. One of my friends' skin suit is in it.
Oh, yes.
And
Sky N suit, as you thought they were called for a while.
Yes, there's many pronunciation possibilities, and sometimes I like to think outside the box. I see things in a different way.
What's the bully?
Oh, hold on, let me put on my different hair.
We're so getting a noise complaint right now. Hold on.
Is it a noise complaint?
Ah! Who that
my
is?
Sister!
Who that is?
Are you recording? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's D to the E to the T to the O to the hold it.
X. Heroin.
Give me the mic. Let's go. What are we talking about?
Heroin. Beautiful. Sensual.
I came here for a noise complaint. I'm not hearing enough.
Heroin.
Really? Were you guys being loud? Shocker. I don't want to take a picture. Okay, let me get my key. I'll get it. Is that an enema? Is that a douche? What is that happening? Atta girl.
Atta girl. And I've got, what do I have? I have meth.
Which will get it going.
Meth.
It'll get the bowels going.
Can't spell meth without me.
I missed you, gal.
There's about to be a noise
complaint. I love you.
Ammonia multi-symptom, which is really great.
There it is.
Imodium! Wait, you told them they weren't going to tell us about that. Oh, sorry. We agreed we weren't going to talk about that. I'm shitting shits! Imodium!
That's funny.
I know I want to write it. That's good. All I have so far. I'm shitting shits! The poop won't stop! I need Imodium! So that was a surprise pop-up from our dear sister, Detox. Oh, wow. She just lights up a room. She really does.
Yeah,
she usually does. With her lighter.
Yeah.
And a burnt thumbnail.
One of those long lighters.
And you know the one.
Yeah.
She likes to light her farts. She kinky bitch.
She's going to be in the show tomorrow, which just happened yesterday.
I'm like, what are we doing? I was like, where are you? Where are you getting all this information? Drag Queen of the Year is also groundbreaking because it will be on Out TV April 21st. There's a whole docuseries.
Yes. April 21st, it's going to be on Out TV. A 6-part, series just sort of following all of the contestants and all of the backstage nonsense.
Are you the villain?
You know how
pageant owners can be Donald Trump?
No, the theater is the villain.
Oh, yeah.
Mama, oh mama, all will be revealed.
Oh mama,
I'm just gonna say that
I'm in fear for my life.
And here's the good thing: is we are not going back to that theater this year for the pageant.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
We are never going back to that theater.
That theater was horrible. The Montalbán was a great theater.
Yeah, that place is great.
You know, without that theater, though, you may not have had the drama storyline that you needed for your
right. Exactly.
Because where would you find drama amongst 9 drag queens? Right. I don't know where to even look.
Where would you even start?
I don't know.
Yeah, not a morsel. I am very excited to see the pageant on Out TV, April 21st. So everybody set your calendars. And thank you, Out TV, for buying our documentaries and playing all our shows. We really appreciate it. Gay people need us.
You know, we as gay people, we get to eat candy on a podcast.
We get to
Why are you going to New York?
I'm going to New York to do a show.
Can you speak about it?
I can, but
I
won't.
A pilot, a sizzle, what is it?
I can't talk about it yet.
Big when projects coming soon. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to share it with you all.
Announcement this summer. No, announcement will be before the summer, but I'm not in LA for the summer. I'm going to be spending it in New York, being a little show pony.
Bicoastal beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We love it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a break?
Oh, there will be stage Giorgiani's possibly.
Are you doing Broadway?
I can't talk about it at this time.
Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back and you can tell me what the fuck is going
on.
I'm
hoping my Broadway debut will be in Drag the Musical.
Oh, you are angling.
I really am. I know.
I think you'd be great.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
We're going to take a brief break, ever so brief, just to send a letter of termination to Raja Delta. And then we'll be right back after that. God. We are in the middle of political warfare in our country on our art and our profession, and it's time for us to
let's get political.
Did okay, I do great. It wrong?
Let's start that again.
Let's get political.
Political.
Political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy. Well, did you see the trash about the Dalai Lama? He told the child to suck his tongue.
Well, but what?
See, you don't get this from Dalai Levi. You get this from Dalai Lamas.
This is
Are all religious leaders somehow obsessed with touching on children? Why would a child want to suck an old man's tongue?
Yeah. What?
Why was he sucking his tongue?
This is very strange. When I first heard about this, it sounds like AI came up with a very strange sentence that makes no sense. This is so weird.
Mm-hmm. But it happened in February, too.
The tongue sucking?
Uh-huh. But the internet outrage just happened this week because they want the Dalai Lama to issue an apology. And they call us fucking groomers. Suck my tongue. If I said suck my tongue to a kid...
Why?
No.
I just so
He
perplexed.
Kissed the young boy on the lips. And there's a video of this. And then he asked him to suck his tongue.
There's
Did he not
a
think
lot.
There was cameras? There was a microphone right in front of him. Why would you say suck my tongue audibly with a microphone right in front of you? Unless...
Well, why would you say it in general?
I mean, I've said it.
Well, between consenting adults, that's different.
I've literally felt like I've had my asshole sucked through all of my guts, out my throat, out my mouth, because a guy was sucking on my tongue. I was also high, but he was sucking my tongue so hard, I was like, it was like, it felt, you know when Gina Davis's head flips back and it's like the giant, I felt like all of my tongue was out of my body.
Oh.
I was on K. Don't have sex on K. It's not good. You want to be a hole, not a K hole.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think there's a trend alert. You know, on Fashion Photo Review, they do a trend alert. Mm-hmm. And I think that a trend alert is...
Pearls?
Religious people, like people hiding within religious sort of...
Religious hypocrisy.
Factions mm-hmm. in order to... actually like abuse
well girl you do know that like people. Back in the day families were bigger and so it was always if you have a gay son they go into the priesthood and then they were so locked up that they were just touching on whatever was available the altar boys
is that a thing?
Gay people used to have to like they were forced by their family to enter the church or a convent
okay
force so like
there's been a lot. I mean, the castrati, the Vatican made men get castrated so they could keep their singing voices. Yeah. And what do you think they were doing with them boys' balls after?
Well, we are here currently in Tennessee, and there has been a huge political uprising here, and it's been sort of one thing after another. There's, of course, the drag ban bills, the anti-trans health care bills, and then school shootings and a call for gun control, which led to the racist expulsion of two young elected officials.
Yeah, both Justin Pearson and Justin Jones have been reinstated to the House today. They came in walking arm in arm with the white lady who wasn't thrown out. But how is this helping gun control? Has it helped yet? Those Tennessee men are all like, they were all mad that the guy was back. It was very clear. I watched him walk in, one of the Justins, I don't know which one.
I haven't paid attention to anything in the news or social media. I don't know. I know that there were three people in somewhere that did something. There's that's been, all I know. There's what been, is this?
Well, the people that were expelled by someone who doesn't...
Expelled for what?
For one had a bullhorn, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
They were
so
filibustering.
That's not allowed?
They were trying to make gun law reform actually happen because nobody's allowing it to happen in Tennessee because they're all white men with guns. Mm. And, you know, it's a problem down here.
And so they got expelled for...
not following decorum, basically.
Yes.
Decorum is a very vague word.
Uh-huh. They have rules for when people speak and how they speak. And these two gentlemen were not in ordinance with their bylaws, I guess.
Okay.
But speaking of not in ordinance, the Tennessee Speaker of the House, I'm pretty sure, doesn't actually live in the district that he represents, which is a law. And he said, and his and his kids don't go to school in that district anymore. Ooh. His neighbors have attested to it. All of these things, the taxes, the everything, they all say that he doesn't. He said, well, he has to be in Tennessee to be closer to the whatever. But you don't have to. You choose to. If you wanted to, you would have. But you chose to lie and represent a different spot where you don't live. So Tennessee is fucked from the tip to the toe, baby, especially when I'm in it. But I don't know what they're going to do. And now Louisville had a shooting last week too. So there's been more shooting. There's been more mass shootings, which means more than four people. More mass shootings in America than there have been days this year. So that means over 100.
Yeah.
And we only talk about the big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't talk about them every week. You don't want that on your drag podcast.
I mean, we pretty much do talk about it every week because it happens all the time.
It does.
Yeah, clearly something needs to be done in this country. Girl, we need to be like France. Girl,
it's like
we need to be like France because did you see the people in France? They were like, there was like a...
We're not working two more years, so we're going to overthrow the government.
Right.
They moved the retirement age from 62 to 64.
And people were out in the streets...
burning cars.
Fucking shit up.
Yep.
Let's do that.
We're probably gonna have to do that when they say you can't have Social Security. You've been paying your taxes all these years, and they're gonna cancel Social Security by the time we're old, and they're not gonna give us all this money that we've been paying out for years.
All right,
they're gonna try it
out of the club and into the street, baby. Like Coco Peru says.
And you know what? Remember Batman? This town needs an enema.
Okay,
I got one right on the desk,
and I've met him. He's still over here. So why don't we take a break and see what happens?
I know what's going to happen. I don't want to smell it, though.
This is the moment where we go
spelunking, deep
inside the DMs. This comes from Rob. I'll read it because it's short.
Okay.
Dear Chase Racer, who would you cast to play Ms. Pac-Man in a film adaptation of Ms. Pac-Man? All my love, Rob.
Ginger Minj.
Dina Martina.
Okay, perfect.
There is a drag queen named Ms. Pac-Man who is Dina Martina's daughter.
I love that.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know Dina Martina could conceive.
Oh, yeah. She's very fertile.
I'm very proud. I'm glad she was seated and conceived.
Very fertile.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob.
Ms. Pac-Man's a drag performer out there, and she does like a full show as Ms. Pac-Man, like in the big fucking round like ball suit. But okay, let's talk about like Hollywood A-list sort of actresses.
Melissa McCarthy. You need someone as tall as they are wide.
Yeah, she could read for it for sure.
Ooh, maybe the girl from she likes drag queens. She's in Call the Midwife. Nicola Coughlin.
Okay.
I'd like to see what she could bring to the role.
Cate Blanchett.
Nicole Byer.
Okay.
Not Cate Blanchett.
Why? She could bring gravitas.
Let's keep it in America.
Oh.
These Aussie actors coming over here. Courtney Acton.
Why don't you read the next message?
This comes from Kristen. Good day, you pack of shunts. This is a... I just talked about an Australian, and then we get an Australian reference. That's a Kath and Kim reference. If you don't know it, read your history books. Thought you might get a kick out of this Instagram account. Perhaps the robot overlords are on our side. Kind regards, Kristen Kennedy.
What is this?
I guess Dipper's going to show it to us now.
What is this called? It's called Republicans.
It's AI.
AI images.
Of Republicans as drag queens. So like.
Oh. AI pictures of well-known Republicans in drag. So, okay, there's Ted Cruz. There's, who's the one with the chin? Mitch McConnell. Mike Pence.
I hate all of these
giving
people.
Leg. I mean, to me, it's almost like they don't deserve to they be don't. In drag.
They don't deserve the attention.
Like, fuck these guys. Rudy Giuliani.
He actually did real drag, though, Rudy Giuliani. Mitch McConnell's, he looks like Tilda Swinton in Orlando.
Yeah.
This.
Support robot artists.
Honestly. Mitch McConnell looks great. It's Quentin Crisp. It's Quentin Crisp down.
Quentin Crisp. Well, they don't deserve drag. If they did drag, Quisp. They would love it.
That would be a great drag name, Quisp.
Quisp.
What's your name? Quisp.
Mary Quisp Moist. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No.
Have yourself a very little Quisp. Oh,
Camilla Cahelno. Camilla Cahelno. She is the worst. I can't take her.
Quizmos.
This next message comes from
Ben Rhyme.
Ben Rhyme.
Hello, Momolinas. Gonna keep this short. Do you think RuPaul has ever seen Shrek? And do you think she'd like it? Lots of love. Ben Rima from Croatia.
Well, first, Ben Rima, I would like to say Tok and Havala. You didn't know I spoke Croatian, did you?
Do you think RuPaul has seen Shrek? Sure, why not? Is this referring to something?
I don't know.
Does this mean something?
I had a joke in the haters roast. I said, some people think Lawrence should be in the men's room. Some say Lawrence Chaney should be in the women's room. I say whichever door has the big green ogre.
Oh, the big green, like Shrek.
Equating her.
Equating her to Shrek.
Oh, yes, the couch. I don't know, Ben Rima.
I was at Starbucks today and in the airport because I stopped to get a cold hot chocolate, which I don't know what this is called.
A cold hot chocolate? How does that work?
An iced hot chocolate because I like
cold chocolate milk.
I like the almond milk with chocolate over ice when it's hot out, but I never know what to call it.
Chocolate milk.
The young woman didn't know what this was. Yes, it is chocolate milk.
Yeah.
But there's like no button for it. Anyway, we managed to figure it out, but the young woman was like...
You're like, call David.
The young woman was very almost sort of Aubrey Plaza-ian in her sort of cadence and delivery.
You mean a Starbucks worker at the airport was over it?
She wasn't over it. She was very nice, but she seemed sort of like vacant or like maybe she was like... She seemed... I don't know. She was captivating, whatever was going on. She was like, are you in a band? And I was like, what? Like instead of saying hello, like as we were doing the script of ordering something, she was, are you in a band? I was like, what? No, are you in a band? No, I'm not in a band. You look like you're in a band.
The only thing that the guy next to me on this airplane said to me in the 3 hour and 40 minute flight, which he talked the whole time through to the next guy next to him about all their fucking boring lives and their fucking wives, was he said, you musician? Everybody, every airport, the one thing old white dudes say to people who look like us, you in a band? You a musician? I play a little in my garage. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
We do have to be classified somehow. We defy classification.
People say they've multitude of time said,
Are you okay right now?
I wish. You got any? I was all last week.
Oh my God.
I was touring with Candy. What were you supposed to do? And the Viv. Bitch, though,
it's Candy with a K, not Candy with a Z, because Candy with a K goes.
Candy and I made up a new term for when a woman or a man or whoever does a bump so large, it's not a bump, it's a berg, which is short for iceberg. Straight ahead! Because I have never, I'm not saying who did it, but I saw an individual do it could
a berg.
It was a berg.
A mound. A tablespoon.
A prodigious mound. Honestly. And a little extra for good measure. It was a lot of ketamine. The most I'd ever seen go up a nostril. Okay. And I used to watch Detox do cocaine out of four nails at a time. Like that.
Yeah.
And so this was... I really worried for her body. I was like, are we going to get her out of this bunk the next day?
She's going
to... It's a lot. I'm not saying who it was. It's Cracker. Cracker with K. No, Cracker didn't do K. She did, what'd she do? Oh, and then we all did mushrooms on accident the last night, but on way accident. Too much. Well, I only meant to, like, I didn't think they'd fuck me up that much. So I did the whole, they're like, here's a square. And I was like, oh, it's square mushroom chocolate. That'll be fine. This was the strongest mushroom chocolate I've ever had. I was scratching walls. We had a multi-stop Uber, and I made the driver leave. I left Jimbo, Heidi, a couple other girls at McDonald's at like 2 a.m. Well, I was like, we got to get back to the bus. I was like, so out of it. He's like, can we go? I was like, yeah, go. And then they called me like, where are you? And I was like, huh? And then I'm like, oh, to the driver. I'm like, turn around. Go get my friends. I was so high. I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay. That sounds fun. Why don't you read this next message?
This message comes from Jose. Hola, mis queridas alaskalinas.
Mis queridas alaskianeya, Donderfocónica, Wilhelmina, Yosemite, Samantha y la grande perina.
Me llamo Jose. A Venezuelan made Britain, London, United Kingdom. Long-time listener, first time writing in. You wonderful podcastresses shine your light all over my world every week, and it makes me happy, and I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm emailing you is because after the last Unplugged, yes, I'm listening behind the paywall.
We know you're listening.
I was surprised, staggered, astonished, dazed, confused, and flabbergasted by the fact that you divas did not know what popper baiting was. Maybe it's bigger in Europe and in the UK since poppers are more accessible here. As Yosemite Samantha probably.
Where? Oh, y'all think you originated the language when it comes to poppers? Go on.
As Yosemite Samantha probably knows, you can get them in corner shops here. Anywho, Big Dipper.
Honey, I live in Hollywood, bitch.
My address is
you
want to
talk about getting poppers on the corner store? Never mind. Go on.
Anywho, Big Dipper told you about the popper training videos where they play techno music, loop porn images, and usually come with instructions. Sometimes the master narrates these instructions. Some of them are focused on a certain style of porn, or they have different purposes like normal masturbating, playing with toys, pissing, and the list goes on.
I hope they tell you when to drink water for the pissing ones.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would have to. Okay,
we should do a line of mom podcast. Popper baiting podcasts.
Popper baiting pissy pigs.
Popper baiting pissy pigs.
Coming this fall. Yeah. It's replacing very that in the lineup.
And the Chopped. Three times a week. On this order of ideas, I wanted to recommend some literature. The British writer and podcaster Adam Smith wrote a song called Deep Sniff.
Wrote a book called
Deep Sniff. I'm adapting it into musical form. Adam Smith wrote a book called Deep Sniff, A History of Poppers and Queer Futures, available on Amazon. It's an amazing book that tells the queer... It's an amazing book that tells the story of how poppers originated and how they made their way to the gay and queer lifestyle and history, like how they were wrongfully involved in the AIDS crisis in the 80s, and also touches beautifully on queer identity. I'm sure you will love it, and by the end of it, you will know everything about popper baiting and more. I'm including a picture of my demure average phallus for priority boarding. Thanks again for all you do, Jose. Now, Jose damn well knows this is not demure and average. This is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think it's demure and average.
The balls are average. Dick is great.
Yeah, I think it's a very nice size.
And the body hair, it's in the perfect areas where he doesn't have to trim it. It seems great. I love it. I love it.
I love that.
Now, this popper thing, yeah, in the 80s, they tried to link GRIDS or HIV spread to poppers.
Girl.
And they tried to outlaw them for a while.
But we also thought you could get COVID from, like, a bag of chips.
You can't? Like, if someone with COVID sneezed on them and then you touched it, that didn't work?
It's from the air.
So all those people washed all them groceries for nothing?
Girl, we were washing our fucking groceries.
I wasn't.
People get crazy when it becomes a fucking disease crisis. We want to thank you so much for listening to
Hot Guys.
And remember, please take a moment to rate and review our show on your favorite podcast app.
And a shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the paywall. A special hello to Justin R. and Brandon M. We know you're listening.
Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Jaster Pod, and at Mom Podcast.
Stay safe out there, everyone.
And we will be back next week with another
Stay Bang!
Golding! Serving up the Hot Goss!
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.